From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Syria says it has retaken a besieged airbase. Syria's military reports it has taken back a northern airbase that was under siege by Islamic State for 2 years. State-run television says Syrian forces entered Kuwiris Air Base in Aleppo on Tuesday after a nearly month-long offensive. It says the military success was made possible by support from Russian airstrikes. Meanwhile, Moscow says it wants a second round of talks on Syria to come to an agreement on a list of terrorist groups operating in the country. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said any future ceasefire will not apply to terrorist organizations. In Washington Tuesday, U.S. spokesman Mark Toner announced Secretary of State John Kerry will deliver a major speech on Thursday.
I would just say that it's an opportunity for him to lay out the efforts that we're pursuing in Syria, both countering ISIL, but also to bring a political resolution to the conflict.
Mr. Kerry will take part in a second round of talks on Syria on Saturday in Vienna. The deadly Ebola virus continues to generate new cases in Guinea, where the disease first emerged into an international epidemic 2 years ago. Guinean Health Minister Colonel Remy Lamas says two cases of the deadly disease have been recorded around the Kalia region and said that authorities will keep monitoring those who recover. As of November 4th, the World Health Organization reported 7 cases of Ebola in Guinea. The other hard-hit West African countries, Liberia and Sierra Leone, have been declared Ebola-free following an outbreak that left more than 11,000 dead. This is VOA News.